I'm Patricia Pierce. Welcome to the Evolutionary Activist Podcast. We are living at an important moment in our history, a time that is calling us into a new way of being, a new consciousness from which a sustainable, just, and peaceful future can arise. In this podcast, we explore ways to help that future take hold within ourselves so that together we can help it come forth in our world. Hello, evolutionary activists. In this podcast, I don't typically address specific political issues, but this week I decided to make an exception because I wanted to speak to what we are all collectively experiencing right now with the Kavanaugh hearings. And I wanted to speak to this issue from my own experience and my own grappling with this, because I, along with many, many women and some men, have experienced sexual assault. And when I was in the seminary, I started having some dreams that really compelled me to look deeply at that issue and my own experience and some of the things in our theology and our belief systems that undergird that kind of sexual abuse and violence. And I'm going to be reading some excerpts from my book, Beyond Jesus, where I write about this particular time in my life and some of what I had to deal with and overcome. So I'm going to start by reading an excerpt from a dream that I had that really brought all of this to the surface for me. And in this dream, I'm gathered with a group of people and we're taking turns telling our stories, which was something that we had to do a lot in seminary. We'd have classes where we would share our faith stories. And so the dream, in this dream, I'm with these people and I'm sharing my faith story. And I start by telling my mother's story. And then when it's my turn, I'm going to pick up with the excerpt from the book. I am suddenly overcome with a profound weariness and I simply can't go on. I stand up to leave, but as I do, four people from the group get up and form a gauntlet that I have to walk past in order to get to the door. As I walk past them, they begin chanting in unison like a Greek chorus, "Who raped the fulcrum? Who raped the fulcrum?" I want to get away from their terrifying question, but they follow me out the door. I start running as fast as I can, but they keep on chanting, "Who raped the fulcrum? Who raped the fulcrum?" I'm running so fast, I become airborne. I'm flying, desperate to flee their chanting, but it pursues me. "Who raped the fulcrum? Who raped the fulcrum?" I cannot escape. Finally, I scream my answer, "God!" I woke with my heart pounding. The dream was exposing God as a rapist. This male God had ordained a hierarchy of the sexes, had sanctioned the oppression of women, had set the stage for rape. Rape was part of the divine order of things. The agony was nearly unbearable. If God, was against me, who could be for me? Where was the court of appeals I could turn to in order to right this injustice? The excruciating message of the dream was clear. But what was behind the symbolism of the fulcrum? Why did the dream say it was the fulcrum that had been raped? Then it came to me. A fulcrum is a point of strength. It gives a person the power to do things they otherwise couldn't. These were the very things the God I had been taught to believe in had stripped from me as a woman. By divinely ordaining the subjugation of women, God had violated the essence of my strength. God had raped my power. And yet, even in the midst of the pain I was enduring, I somehow knew that there was a divine force behind the dream that was working for my wholeness. A force that would stop at nothing to destroy the false beliefs that had so wounded and imprisoned my psyche and spirit. The misogynist God, fashioned by men, had been unmasked as a rapist and a fraud. I could worship that God no longer. So in my own grappling with my own experience, I had to come to see the deep, deep underpinnings and support structure that allow and in fact enable sexual violence to occur and the oppression of women to occur. So this whole patriarchal structure that we are seeing on display right now is protected and sanctioned by a theology that assigns a gender to God and then uses that as justification for this hierarchy of the sexes, placing women in a position of disempowerment and placing men in a position of power and superiority. And so all of this, if we are to move beyond this egoic mind, and certainly patriarchy is one manifestation of the egoic consciousness, then we ourselves need to do this inner excavation. We need to excavate those beliefs that are in our own psyche that are contributing to the perpetuation of this illusory power structure. Now, this kind of patriarchal belief system not only injures women, but it injures men. And especially when I think about sexual violence, it is such a horrible, horrible distortion of male sexuality. Because if you think about it, male sexuality is about engendering life. It's about partnering in this bringing forth of life. And so male sexuality itself becomes toxic and becomes intertwined with violence. And this does great harm to the male psyche. And so in our present age, all of these dysfunctions are rising to the surface, all of this racism and all of these accounts of sexual exploitation and sexual violence, and all of this is just coming to the surface so quickly. But it's doing that for a reason, because now is the time for us to heal. It's the time for us to look at these patterns and to move beyond them and to do our own inner healing, whatever we need to do to heal and to release so that we can let go of this previous age and move into what is to come. I'm really struck by, in the Kavanaugh hearings and in Dr. Ford's account of that night, that in that scene that she describes, if you think about it, who's in that room that she talks about, but two people, two of the three, have the word judge attached to their names. One, his last name is Judge, and the other, his title now is Judge. And so in this moment, it's as though this scene and this experience, this moment, is being offered to all of us with this invitation, how shall we judge? How shall we judge? How do we judge? Do we judge against people, or are we judging against a belief system that is illusory and injurious, and that we are now saying we will no longer abide by? And so as evolutionary activists, one of the things that we do is we do our own inner work. And I think of it as undoctrinating our minds. We choose to undoctrinate our minds. We choose to liberate ourselves and free ourselves of all of these beliefs that we have internalized that perpetuate systems of oppression and violence, and are the systems and the beliefs that we let go of in order to step into this new consciousness that wants to be born within us. And so that undoctrinating our own minds is a process of becoming aware of how we harbor these beliefs and how we are judging other people based on those beliefs. Because we all are participating in these systems of oppression. None of us is separate from it. We are all part of this. And so the more each of us can undoctrinate our own minds, the more we can help liberate the whole and open the way for a new day to dawn, a new consciousness to dawn. So I have spoken many times in this podcast about the need to let go of judgment and to let go of blame and to let go of shame. And we can see how in this moment, there are so many things that are coming to the surface that are so enticing for us and seem to be inviting us to polarize ourselves in more and even extreme ways. So I believe that the task for us, if we want to help humanity make this transition, our task is to not engage in that level of judging where we are judging other people and we are negating and denying the value and the worth of other people, but instead we are judging the validity of the consciousness itself and the belief systems that undergird that consciousness. That's what we are judging. And so in this moment of great social turmoil, I just invite all of us to be in this moment with a different kind of a consciousness that is not focused on judging and condemning people, but on deciding that there are belief systems, there are patterns of behavior, there are power structures that are illusory, that are injurious, and that we are going to leave behind. And I think it's also really fascinating that all of this scenario right now and this moment in our nation's history has to do with the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court. The highest level of justice in the land. And what sort of law and what sort of justice will we claim to be real for us? So I simply ask you to join me in holding all of the scenario in light, in love, and really holding forth the vision that the highest good for all will come of this deep pain and division. And until next week, I bid you peace.